It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Big news day as we continue with Kevin McCullough Radio. Glad that we've been able to bring you these stories today that we have. Perspective on Syria you haven't heard anywhere else. Also, the interesting debate with Carol over what we got into in segment two today, and also the Holocaust article that she wrote. You really should go read that. It's quite good. Gordon Chang with his perspective on the potential peace between the Koreas. You want to believe the best, but you see the headlines, you go, I don't know if that's really... Yeah, he's not buying it necessarily either. And of course, Ari Zolden stopping by with the latest on the tech side of things. This headline also getting put out there just a bit ago. Starbucks to close 8,000 stores for racial bias training. Now, you know that this in part stems from the two men that were arrested in the Philadelphia Starbucks store. They didn't purchase anything. They asked if they could use the restroom, or they tried to, and they were prevented from. They refused to leave since they weren't buying any food. The Starbucks people asked them to leave. They did not. They called the police officers. The police officers came and arrested them with the charge of trespassing. And now the CEO has gone on TV's Good Morning America. He went on CNBC. He went on the internet, and he confessed how his employees are just racist, terrible, awful. It's really quite remarkable because Starbucks is the last place I think of when I think of all of those things. But nonetheless, they're going to close 8,000 stores to have training someday next month. So you won't have to go to work, make the coffee, have to go to work and get racial bias training. Hey, here's an idea. How about we just treat people equally, no matter who they are? And if it had been white guys that weren't buying anything and wanted to use the restroom, you didn't let them do it either. Done. One memo. Solved the problem. Moving on. But there is a better story I'd like to end on tonight. And it involves a young girl by the name of Lindsay Preston. She lives in the Bay Area in California. And she has always wanted to go to prom. But as a young girl with Down syndrome, it was increasingly unlikely that somebody was going to ask her. And so she got a date and said yes to him. He pulled up in a huge stretch SUV limousine. They snapped photos at the school. They danced the night away. And Don Jones, a defensive back for the San Francisco 49ers, took her back to her house in the stretch SUV limo all over again. It was truly a night to remember for Lindsay Preston, and a good guy, NFL player Don Jones, for making her dream come true. And that's much better than Starbucks and 8,000 stores doing racial bias training. So says Kev. I'll see you next time.